Masechet Berachot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to continue to talk about somebody who is impure. And because of that impurity, he's unable to say Kedirat Shema until he dips in a mikveh. We said that was somebody who was a Baal Keri, somebody who had a seminal emission. They're unable to say Shema until they go to the mikveh. But our Mishnah is going to talk about somebody who has this Tum'ah, but also has a different type of Tum'ah that stays for a long time, for a week, and that dipping in the mikveh alone won't take care of happening simultaneously. What does that person do? Does he dip into a mikveh to rid himself of one impurity while holding on to the other? Or maybe the rabbis didn't make him dip at all because it's impossible to get rid of all the impurities, so he can just say Kiryat Shema. Let's see what the Mishnah is talking about. Mishnah says, Zav Shera'a Keri. Somebody who was a Zav. A Zav is a certain type of illness that we don't have nowadays, or a disease where fluid emerges from a person's body and it becomes impure. And that impurity lasts for 7 days. And at that same time, he was Ra'a Keri. He became a Baal Keri. He had an emission from his body. Or another case number two in the Mishnah, Venida Shepalta Shechvat Zera, a woman who was a Nida, a woman who was menstruating, where she becomes impure for 7 days on a Torah level. And she also was Poletet Shechvat Zera. She was with her husband intimately before she became a Nida, and now she is discharging the Zera from her husband. And the third case is she's meshameshet shira'ata nida, a woman who is intimate with her husband. And that intimacy, that act of intimacy, creates tum'ah that can be purified with the dip in mikveh. And at the same time, she was ra'ata nida. She got her period and she was menstruating after she was with her husband. So these two impurities are converging at the same time. She was with her husband, and also she became a nida afterwards. So these two types of impurities that we mentioned, we have the zav and the nida, which are higher and more extreme forms of tum'ah that a woman or a man needs to wait 7 days and then go to a mikveh. But we have Baal Keri, or we have Polete Chichvat Zera, or we have the third one, Meshameshet. All of those three are minor forms of tum'ah, where a woman or a man can just go to the mikveh the next morning and then be allowed to say Shema, study Torah, and pray. The question of the Mishnah is, do they need to go to the mikveh at this point to rid themselves of the smaller type of tum'ah? Or maybe the other side is, since they can't get full purity because there's one component of the tum'ah, either the zav or the nidah, which will linger for a full 7 days, there's no point at all in going to the mikveh to clean themselves off for the tum'ah, the smaller tum'ah of Polete Chichvat Zera or Baal Keri. So don't go at all. There's no point in going at all. And they would be allowed to pray, say Shema, and study Torah without doing anything. And this is the machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sirichin Tevila, that this individual has to go to the mikveh in order to rid themselves of the smaller form of tum'ah, even though there's a bigger form of tum'ah over there. And that's the only way they can pray, that going to the mikveh will rid Baal Keri. The other side, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no need to go to the mikveh. They're exempt from going to the mikveh in this unique scenario where they have a big form of tum'ah that takes 7 days to clean, and a type of tum'ah that takes 1 day with dipping in the mikveh. Nah, they don't need to go to the mikveh. No need. They're allowed to pray. They're allowed to say Shema and study Torah without going to the mikveh because they can't really get rid of all the tum'ah they have. So there's no point in going to the mikveh according to the Yehuda. Up to there is where we're going to be discussing all this purity and impurity. The next Mishnah is going to get into laws and times of tefillah, of prayer. Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Aleph. So the first three perakim of this Masechet dealt with the laws of Kiryat Shema. Now in this perek, we're progressing into the laws of prayer, the laws of tefillah. And we know that tefillah is a parallel, is keneged the korbanot. We had two korbanot, the timidin, every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The tamid shel shahar, which is the morning, and the tamid shel ben ha'arbayim, the korban tamid that was given every single day, which happened during the afternoon. And these time periods were instituted by our hachamim, by Hazal, to correspond to the korbanot, to remember the korbanot of the morning and of the afternoon. And in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they would take the remaining limbs and fats of the day and they would burn them during the nighttime. And as a parallel to that, Hachamim instituted that one would say Arbit every night. And Arbit wasn't accepted in the beginning like Shaharit and Mincha, because it was looked at as it wasn't connected to one of the Temidin, Korbanot that were done every day. But eventually the Jewish people accepted it upon themselves to do Arbit as a Chovah, as an obligation, and that's how we do it nowadays. We pray three Tefillot every single day. On unique days, on special days, we have Musaf. On Shabbat and on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, in the Beit HaMikdash, they would bring an additional Korban. And that's what we do nowadays. We add Musaf to those special days of Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. And these Korbanot have to be brought during certain times in the Beit HaMikdash, certain times of the morning and afternoon. And therefore, when we pray Shaharit and Mincha and Arbit, they have to be during certain times when the Korbanot were normally brought. And the Mishnah starts by saying, Tefilat HaShahar Ad Hatzot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. The morning prayer, according to Tanakhama, the anonymous opinion in the Mishnah, is Shaharit can be said until Hatzot, until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Rabbi Yehuda argues on him and says, no, it could be said until 4 hours into the day. And we should know in general, whenever we say the word hour in this Masechet, an hour is in Sha'ot Zmaniyot. It's not a 60-minute hour like we're used to, but an hour is basically 1/12 of the day, of daylight hours. You could have certain days that are shorter days, longer days. So basically, when we say here that it's 4 hours, according to the Bihuda, that is technically 1/3 of the day based on what season it is and how long the days are. So the Bihuda says, Shaharit only can be said up to 4 Sha'ot Zmaniyot into the day. Mishnah continues by saying, Tefilat Mincha Ad Ha'erev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Tanakhama says, Mincha can be said until Erev, until evening, which is until sunset. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it only can be said until Plag HaMincha. So they're arguing on when the Korban was brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Tanakhama would say it was brought the entire day up to the evening. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it's brought up to Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is a time period which is 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset. So here in Sha'ot Zmaniyot as well, 1 hour and a quarter before sunset, which is half of Mincha Ketana. We know there are two Minchas, it's Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketana. So Mincha Ketana is the last 2.5 hours of the day. So this is the midpoint within Mincha Ketana, 1.25 hours before sunset. Mishnah continues by saying, Tefilat Ha'erev en Lakeva. The nighttime prayer has no set time. It can be said any time during the night. And the rabbis point out that the Mishnah is phrased in this way, that it says, en Lakeva, there's no set time. As opposed to telling me it can be said all night, to teach you that when it comes to Arbit, it's not as much of a chovah. It's not as much of an obligation like the other two prayers, because it's not connected to when a korban was brought. It's only brought. We only say Arbit to connect us to the burning of the limbs and the fats that would happen the night of the Beit HaMikdash. But like we said earlier, the Jewish people accepted it upon themselves as a chovah, as an obligation nowadays. Mishnah finishes off by saying, "Veshel Musafin Kol Hayom." The Musaf prayer can be said the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Sha'ot. Rabbi Yehuda would say, "No, it only can be said until 7 hours into the day." Even Tanakhama over here would say that really you should say it within the first 7 hours, and if you did not, you're considered to be somebody who is a posheya. You're a sinner. You're somebody who is pushing off. You're negligent. You're not doing the mitzvah earliest. You're pushing it off till the latest possible time.